Now for the next very important tool for your child's success. We call it Save Your Voice for a Real Conversation. It has to do with getting pulled into useless arguments and debates with your teen. Debates that may seem to be all about being rational with each other, but they really aren't.
All kids are unique, valuable, and have their own personality. Sometimes, though, it's helpful to talk about them in terms of different types. Two of the types or categories of kids that are commonly discussed are compliant and strong-willed. The compliant category is pretty obvious. These are kids who are generally peace-loving and easygoing. They tend to like cooperating with you and seem to relate in a fairly adult-like way. Then there are the strong-willed kids.
Peace-loving parents are often baffled by strong-willed children. They tend to be resistant to direction. They are more emotional, and they generally want to do things their own way. Their brains seem to be wired to their bodies much more than other people because they think and act in terms of the feelings they are having. These kids can be very impulsive, gravitate toward dangerous sports, and they often learn by acting first and thinking second. If you have one of these, it may seem as though something is desperately wrong, but it probably is not. In fact, they can be very enthusiastic and passionate people. They just learn and approach life differently. While some kids will listen to an idea and be motivated from that, these kids learn best through experience. Insight starts to fit into place for them later on.
There is a third type that is often mistaken for the strong-willed child. This is the holding pattern child. This child is in a holding pattern, like an aircraft circling the airport waiting to land, because something has been interfering with his or her developmental process. They are off track, so you can't tell how really great they can be. Lots of things can interfere, like ineffective discipline, serious personal losses, parental conflict, divorce, or the trauma of various forms of abuse. All of these interrupt the process of normal development. Holding pattern kids may demonstrate very low impulse control, poor concentration, and difficulty in learning. In talking about them, the term attention deficit disorder often comes into play, which may or may not be helpful. For these kids, however we label it, their emotional development is jammed, and they will not be able to catch up until the most basic factors for growth have been put back into place in their lives over a long enough period of time.
Often, it's more difficult to tell if they are more compliant or strong-willed by nature because they tend to get stuck in emotional overload, especially when it is time to perform. Many of these kids live in a state of being overwhelmed, so naturally they are always looking for the easiest route. As we mentioned before, some are intellectually gifted. As little kids, they were easy to work with verbally, so parents tended to skip discipline or brief dip experiences. As a consequence, they did not mature very much emotionally, even though they seemed to before. Now as teenagers, they are smart, but they often get very much out of control. Strong-willed and holding pattern kids can be very draining because they are good at capturing so much attention and distracting everyone else. Parents need an efficient way to deal with them so that the other kids in the family can have a chance to get their needs met as well, or at least so that parents can get some rest.
Rest is a big concern for many of these families because it is exhausting and the other kids don't get the attention they need to grow. For single parents who are trying to do everything, the stress is multiplied. It's helpful to recognize these kids because otherwise parents may exhaust and discourage themselves trying to motivate them by talking and lecturing and by engaging in arguments about behavior or rules. It is so tempting for parents to think that if only they can say it just right, the child will be convinced and give in. They say things like, "If only he understood that," or "she just doesn't see that she has to go to bed early to be able to get up in time for school." Yes, she does. She is bright. She understands it, but she doesn't like it. She wants to be free to stay up with her friends. She is arguing to get something she wants, not to find truth. You are arguing with her because you believe that if she finds truth, she'll submit to it. In fact, the way she presents her argument sounds like she has already found the truth about this, but you haven't. She has discovered new truth.